From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. This is Idaho Matters. As Idaho's wine industry continues to grow, the Gem State is being recognized for more than just its potatoes. In fact, our state has more than 1,300 acres of vineyards and more than 75 wineries. So with that in mind, the Idaho Wine Commission is once again hosting Winter Wine Weekends. It's giving people a chance to taste some of the area's best varieties. So joining us today to talk more are Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission, Moya Dolsby, and Crystal Potter, co-owner of Potter Wines in Garden City. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Crystal, let me start with you. Idaho Winter Wine Weekends kicks off this weekend, as I mentioned, and there will be some food pairings as well. So I cannot think of a better way to start, I mean, especially with this kind of weather. So can you tell us a little bit about your wines in particular that might be featured?
Yeah, so it's comfort food pairings this weekend, like you said. And so for us, you know, different wineries are going to do different things. Some are going to have food trucks. Some are going to have food in-house. And what we ourselves are going to do is pair up some of our reds and whites with a local company called Molly's Mills. She makes amazing spices. So what I've done is copied her recipes, and we're going to have complimentary samples of her beer cheese soup and her beef beer and bacon chili. Just perfect food for this time of year and this weather we're having.
So Moya, talk to us exactly about the Winter Wine Weekends and what they are and what they look like.
Yeah, sure. What we decided to do this is because people are always like looking for something, or maybe it's just me, looking for something to do in the winter, right? When it's cold outside. So we have four different weekends. So the first one's the comfort foods this weekend. And then the first weekend in February, we have dessert first, because you guys all know that I love
dessert. Because why not?
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Exactly. And then we have National Drink Wine Day, February 18th. And then the first weekend of March, we're doing wine and movies. So like, for example, like Sideways and Drink Merlot. And each winery is going to do a little spin on what that means to them. And it's just, Jim, it's just something fun, right? Like, I think we need to have more fun in our lives. And this is the one way we can do it.
Well, and so Moya, how many wineries as well as cideries participate in these weekends?
We have over 20 participating, which is pretty amazing considering it does take some time. And it's another opportunity, just something different that's going on to check it out and change it up a little bit.
So I want to talk a little bit about the wine industry, because Moya, I know you've been in your position for quite some time. And so you've definitely seen growth in the industry, but has it really, has the pace really sped up? It seems like over the last few years in particular.
Yeah, I think there's actually gone kind of this like ebb and flow, like with anything, like, so, you know, with any business, right? Like they'll open and they'll close. And so we really, right now, the number of wineries has actually dipped a little bit just because of people move away, right? They want to do something else because it is a lot of work. So the new number that I've been saying is we have 70 wineries and cideries, and we're seeing an uptick in cideries as well, which is kind of fascinating. And we just got a new economic impact study, and that was, I know you guys, I geek out on these numbers, right? So we have a $310 million economic impact, and it was pretty impressive. But the thing is, there's still so much work to do, right? We did a survey 2 years ago, and it found out, because there's so many new people moving here, right? That only one out of two people in the Treasure Valley know about the Idaho wine industry. And I was just kind of shocked by that. I'm like, wow. Like, but it's also this great like opportunity, right? So we need to drive people to Idaho wineries and cideries.
So Crystal, talk to us about your experience as an owner of a winery and what you've seen from a growth perspective over the years.
Yeah, that's a great topic. You know, my husband and I, he co-owns the business with me. We started Potter Wines in 2012. And I remember, and Moya could probably correct me, but I feel like there were maybe 50 wineries or something. And it was just the beginning of the big boom of more and more wineries popping up. And so it was really cool to be on that, you know, that trip with everybody. It's it's been amazing in the last 12, 13 years to just see the growth. And it's such a great time for Idaho wines because it used to be we only had a few different winemakers here in the Valley, and now we have several more, and there's just some delicious wines. The vines that are in the ground are just producing better and better fruit all the time. So it's really an exciting time for people to get out and try Idaho wines. And especially if they just moved here and they don't know anything about the wine industry, it's just a great opportunity. And this is the time of year to do it because most of us have slower traffic right now in the winter. So it's a really great time for people to get out and explore different Idaho wineries.
So, you know, Moya, I know you and I are both from Washington State originally. I'm a bit older than you are, but I very much remember when Walla Walla wasn't even a thing. And if people can wrap their heads around that. And sometimes when I think about the Idaho wine industry, I kind of feel like they're maybe, you know, 20 years behind kind of that whole boom that happened in Walla Walla. And it seems like there really is that potential with Idaho wines. And the fact that Idaho has actually won some really prestigious awards in the past when it comes to their wines, which I think a lot of people may not realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I agree with that assessment completely. Like, I do think we're around 20 years behind. And so, and I think that's why I geek out and get excited. Like, what's the next 20 years going to look like for us, mm-hmm. right? And not that we have to be Walla Walla, but you know what? We have the opportunity to be so much bigger because we have a population, right? Like, people going mm-hmm. to Walla Walla, it's a relatively small town. They have to fly drive there, right? And look at our population. What we have, so many people here in the Treasure Valley. Just a ton of opportunity.
And so when it comes to these awards, Moya, that Idaho has won, would you say that Idaho wines still hold their own? And I would think that they would.
Yeah, I think so. And what's great about these awards is it puts us on the map, right? It allows people, maybe I should give it a shot, right? That just won in the San Francisco Chronicle, or that just won, you know, something in Wine Spectator where I read about. It's a validator, right? And so we need that. And it really does help.
And so what are some of the most popular wines that you produce at your winery, Crystal?
Oh gosh. You know, there's a long list, but I would say our Syrah, for sure. That's our flagship red. And Tempranillo. If a lot of people here in Idaho love a good Tempranillo, and because it also grows really well here, so does Syrah. Mm. So those two varietals are very popular at the winery, as is, Rieslings. And I know it sounds crazy, but there's some really great Rieslings here in Idaho. And you can do kind of all different styles when you make a Riesling. They're not always super sweet like people have, you know, this preconceived notion about. They can be dry, off dry. Also one varietal that sort of shocks people here locally is Malbec. It's sort of up and coming here in Idaho, and we sold out of our Malbec, but gosh, we couldn't, I think we released it and I feel like it was 6 months later, it was gone. And I thought, okay, well, we'll do more of that next time.
So Moya, overall, do you keep numbers on what is like maybe the most popular wine varietal in Idaho?
Yes and no, because it's always changing, right? I mean, I think I would go along with, like, I love the Syrah, right? I think the Rhone varietals do extremely well, but people want Cabernet, right? Well, it's like, I love Merlot. It's still objective on what people want, and it changes with the cycles, right? I mean, there's Rosé. I mean, there's this big kick for Rosé right now, and that it all ebbs and flows, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would agree with Crystal.
And so let's very quickly, because I only have a little less than a minute with you guys. Moya, the first wine weekend kicks off this coming weekend.
Correct. January 20th, Comfort Food. So go out there and try it. Pick your winery. And we have all that information on our website. It's idahowines.org. And we'll take you right there.
Well, as always, I just so appreciate talking about this. And so thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've been talking with Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission, Moya Dolsby, and Crystal Potter, co-owner of Potter Wines in Garden City, about Idaho Winter Wine Weekends. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.